What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen, freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all of this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. And you think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers that they probably will never ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Five, four.
Three, two, one.
Happy New Year!
Hill folk, Happy New Year!
That worked.
That worked just like I thought it would.
Yeah, that went exactly the way I thought. Apparently none of us can count. It's the delay in the Zoom meeting, I think.
That was the worst countdown in human history.
That was. I thought we were just five, four. But you were like five.
Yeah, we went real slow.
Yeah, Lance and I were on pace for a second.
What was that? Look. I thought Justin forgot what the number was after four.
Then I hit the brakes.
What's next? three.
I was three. Oh, I gotta get my shoes off.
We're back again, Hill Folk. It's good to have y'all with us again for another edition of AI for the new year. Edition of AI. Happy 2024, Hill Folk. Whenever you guys are hearing that terrible, terrible countdown, hopefully you just counted it down with your loved ones. Hopefully you're in a group of your favorite people, the ones that you love the most. You had that nice little New Year kiss with your significant other, and you sung what's the New Year song? What's the New Year song? What's that called? No.
New York, New York?
No, man. No, it's
I always sing that one on the New Year's Eve show. I don't know.
All acquaintance be forgotten.
Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah, that's it. What Ryan said. Hopefully you sang that with the people that you love the most.
I think that stands for times gone by, right?
I have no idea. I couldn't even remember the name for it.
What are you talking about?
Auld Lang Syne. That's what that means, right?
Time's gone by. Lance?
That's what Auld Lang Syne means. Time's gone by.
Okay, I don't know what you are saying.
The song.
I'm sorry, boys. I don't know.
You teach our youth.
I do, but it's I don't know what German fruit. I don't know what you're yelling at me.
Auld Lang Syne.
You can say it as many times as you want to. This is going to mean I'm going to know what you're talking about.
You don't know that song?
I'm sure if I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the song.
Oh.
Okay. It's okay, Lance. We'll play it for you afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
We might even put a clip of it in here.
Somebody's never watched Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I can tell you that.
I have. Yeah, I don't remember that. Remember that?
That's what they always play. They always sing New York
by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that in Times Square.
You do.
All right, let's get into this thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hill Folk, you're celebrating the new year. Hopefully, you're celebrating with us, your hosts, your boys here at AI, Justin, Ryan, and Lance. We're back at it again for the first time in a pretty good while.
A while.
We've took a little break through the holidays. We've spent time with our family and the ones that we love the most. But we're glad to be back. We missed each other, obviously.
We missed you guys. You missed you boys so much.
I have missed you boys.
You two sweet princes. I've just missed you so much.
Princes. You call us princesses?
No, it's okay if you did. I feel pretty today.
Yeah, it's all right. But anyway, you guys know where you can find us, all the socials, all that stuff. It's all listed in the show notes. You know, all that good stuff. You know where you can support us, and the best way that you can support us is by sharing the show any way that you're most comfortable sharing it. It's the only thing that helps the show grow. We got quite a few numbers and stats in for 2023, and you Hill Folk crushed it as far as sharing the show. We grew tremendously. I think for the year, I don't even remember all the numbers. They're like crazy astronomical, mind-blowing numbers that I never dreamed that we would make it. And that's all because of y'all's loyalty and y'all dealing and being patient with us and you know, us having personal lives. But we'll get on into this thing because we've been getting a whole lot of comments from a whole lot of people that obviously don't realize that there's other podcasts out there to listen to if they don't like it, about how our intros run way too long. And for those people, the only thing that I can say, now listen, 99% of y'all out there, we love and appreciate. But there's a 1% out there that y'all are just miserable people. I don't understand it. There are literally tens of millions of other podcasts out there that you can go listen to right now. Or get this. It's crazy, crazy new invention in technology. There's a 15, sometimes 30-second fast forward button on whatever you want to listen at that you can go to wherever you want to go in. It's crazy. It's nuts. So for you people, go listen to something else because we're going to do what we want to do on our show.
Yeah, we'll do an intro for the whole show. How do you like that? We'll just sit here and introduce ourselves over and over again for an hour and a half.
How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples, huh?
I'm going to go the other route with this. For you 1% out there.
You're Lance. I'm
sorry, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. For you 1% out there, we appreciate the feedback.
We do.
We appreciate your care and concern with the intro of our episodes. And what we would like for you to do is take those cares, those concerns, those thoughts, those things you want to put into digital print and send to us. I want you to take all those things and wrap them up. It's Christmas. It's been Christmas time. Wrap them up. Wrap them up tight. Real tight. Go to your Christmas tree, turn all the lights off. But leave the Christmas tree on. Because you got those cares and concerns. You got them wrapped up tight. All the lights are off in the house, except the Christmas tree. Take that present of care and concern. Walk over to your Christmas tree. Bend over and stick your hind end in one of the branches, because we could care less about anything else about you. What do you think?
And put a bow on it first.
Well, no, you know, okay, let's no, let's
we clear do appreciate feedback. We are kidding. We do, of course.
Look, we do appreciate feedback when it's respectful feedback. I don't appreciate comments from people that don't have to listen to what they're listening to, that took the time out of their day.
I do get that.
Leave a bunch of hate speech saying 15-minute intro for F's sake. Get it together. Do better. Like, no, how about this?
Yeah, listen to something else.
You start your own podcast and you can make your intros as quick as you, and you can listen to yourself talk, because obviously that's all you like to do anyway.
Yeah. You obviously have more important things to do with your time, because that 15 minutes crushed you. And here's the put that anger in you to make that comment. Keyboard heroes, boys. Keyboard heroes.
That 1% out there, look, Jesus forgives you. He already does, okay?
No, we don't, by God.
Jesus will forgive you, but that also means that he'll forgive me for saying whatever I want to say about you.
Okay? It's better to sin and not know, Justin.
But for the 99% of you out there, we do appreciate you. We appreciate all you've done. We appreciate all the 5-star reviews that you've left. And speaking of those 5-star reviews, when we get love, we like to show a little love back out. So this week, we're going to share a couple of 5-star reviews. The first one comes from Katie Braves, 5 stars. It says, I liked this podcast a lot more until I just realized I live under 3 hours away from where this stuff is taking place. Why did I think I was safe in North Carolina? Ah, ha, 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 just kidding. Not kidding. Much love from a fellow weirdo, Kate. So, Katie Braves, we're sorry, but it sounds like you're right in the middle of all this Central Appalachian weirdness.
Yeah, you're down near the Brown Mountain Lights and all that stuff. You're right in the heart of it.
Yeah, you are. But we do appreciate the 5-star review. The next one comes from Appalachian Music Man. It says, 5 stars, great podcast. Hey, AI, this podcast is amazing. I grew up in the town, Hellier, that they made the show about and that y'all talk about from time to time. Granny witches, haints, swampus cats, and all those other topics y'all talk about, that's what I grew up with. I wrote a song called The Witch about an old granny witch that lived up in Graveyard Holler across the road from where I live. Keep up the great work, fellas. I hang on every episode. G-Town Jeff. So, G-Town Jeff, Appalachian Music Man, thanks for that 5-star review, and that's all awesome.
First of all, also, email us where we can find your music, because G-Town Jeff sounds like somebody I can get down with right off the bat, and he's making Appalachian music about witches.
Yeah, if you wrote a song called The Witch about an old granny witch that lived in a holler close to you,
yeah,
we want to hear that song, and we would absolutely love it if you were like, hey, guys, you can use this song.
Hey, we got you an intro. Yeah. We got you some original intro.
What we'll do is we will add that song to the intro.
Yeah.
Right.
But make it at least 14 minutes and 59 seconds, because 15 minutes is way too long for some people. So
I say we do a full episode of just music that people send us. And we just have like an entire
clips of us like talking.
You know, like every show that's out there, every series, sitcom, all that stuff, they all have like a musical episode, and it's the worst of the worst. It's so terrible trying to get through it. That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to do it.
God damn. I'm with it. All right, man, guys. So we haven't recorded in a while. Do what?
We ready to dive in? There must be a lag between me and you. My internet must be slow. I'm sorry.
No, it may be mine. I don't know. And I'm on my phone and not my laptop, because all my stuff is still put up from my last DJing gig that I haven't dug back out and set back up yet. So I got home late and we decided to do this. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for my phone. Yeah. It's not, you know, it's too much work. Yeah. But we haven't recorded in a while, but we do share life together, even when we're not recording. You know, we're usually messaging at least once every day, every couple days. And, you know, last episode that we did and recorded together, Ryan was talking about a bunch of weird stuff that he went through, going and checking and visiting with his neighbor, and just this intense feeling of I don't know, paranoia, just fear that came over him on his trip, you know, 100 yards back to his house. But Lance has went through some weirdness in the couple weeks since we recorded, 2-3 weeks, whatever it's been. I've also went through, had some weirdness happen. But I've also been working with the Shadow Appalachia guys on a lot of different things, you know, kind of behind the scenes and stuff going on in the background. So
the deep world.
I'm kind of getting it from two different sides right now, I feel like. That's been a little weird on my end. But Lance,
yes,
if you would, kind sir, I'd like for you to share with us some of your weirdness that's happened over the last couple weeks.
Sure. I don't know how weird it is.
It's pretty freaking weird, man.
And the more I've kind of, I guess, thought about it, the less, I guess, I don't know. Anyhow, I'll tell a story, then we'll go from there. Everybody was gone. This was a couple weeks ago. It was before Christmas, the first of December, maybe first weekend in December, maybe the second. And everybody was gone from the house. The ladies' church had a Christmas party, and the girls got to go with Haley as well. Just PJs and do all the fun things of Christmas. So I was here by myself pretty much all evening. And I don't know, it was probably 10 o'clock or so before they got home. And Haley had called probably 20 minutes beforehand and told me they were on their way home. So they were coming from about half an hour away. So I was just kind of up waiting. I figured the girls would be asleep when they got here. So I was going to go out carrying them in all those things. So I was sitting on the edge of the end of my couch that's closest, I guess, to my sliding glass door, which is where I sit a lot. Just where I sit. I don't have an explanation. It's just where I sit at. And I just had my feet kicked up on the coffee table and was just watching TV. The ball game or something was on. I don't really remember. But I was just kind of waiting on to look either my camera to ding or to see the lights of Haley's vehicle kind of roll up on the hill, because I can see them kind of come in the house and know they were home. And I was kind of half watching the game, half looking at my phone, just kind of just in a daze, really. And I distinctly heard my youngest daughter say, "Hey, Dada." To the point that, like, I looked at my sliding glass door and thought she was standing there. Like, that's how distinct it was. And I thought, man, did I fall asleep? Like, did I not see the lights? So I just walked and opened the door to look and see if she was, because sometimes she likes to play hide. She loves to try to scare people. So I thought maybe she had said that and then went and darted where I couldn't see her. She tried to scare me when I walked out. So I opened the door and kind of like stepped out. I was like, "Hey, Moxie, where are you at?" And I didn't hear her giggle or say anything. So that's weird. So maybe she ran back to the car. So I just kind of stepped off the porch and went to our carport to get the girls out of the car. Car wasn't there. They weren't home yet. And I thought, man, that's kind of strange, right? But maybe I was kind of like half out of it, whatever, and just thought I heard that, or kind of one of those sleep, half sleep moments, or whatever. No, I came back in the house and sat down. I was like, I was awake. Like, I was very aware of everything that was going on. I hadn't like dozed off. So like, I looked back at the sliding glass door again, and I thought, what was that? Like, why did I hear that? Was it just in my head? Like, I was just anticipating them coming home. Like, I just imagine she does it so much. It's just one of those things that's just, you know, when you hear your kids cry or whatever, you kind of just automatically just know things, right, as you are around them. Maybe I just, like, I don't know, maybe I just imagine her doing that. Because when I got home, when they got home, like, that's exactly what she did. She was awake, and I had, like, kind of walked out, and she went, "Hey, Dada," and I couldn't find her. She was hiding, and she around the corner, and she tried to scare me. And I grabbed her and picked her up and brought her in. So the very thing that I thought was going to happen actually happened, but I heard it take place 15 minutes before it happened. And listen. She has a distinct, like a very, very, a very, very distinct voice. Like, it's very distinct. Like, everybody knows when Moxie's laughing or talking. It is very distinct. Which, and then I messaged the boys here, like, as soon as it happened. I was like, I just heard Moxie at the door and she wasn't here. And I don't know. It was really weird. All right. So I haven't told you all this. I have now heard her voice at that sliding glass door as I've been sitting on that edge of the couch 3 other times.
Gosh,
none of them have been as distinct as the first one. Like, I'm telling you, I jumped and looked. I thought that's how for sure I thought she was there. And a couple other times it has happened, I've heard it, like I've noticed it, right? But I've not acknowledged that it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, like, it wasn't one of those things, like, it made me, like, look. I just kind of, like, thought that I heard it again. But it's always been at night, and it's always been I'm on that side of the couch, usually after the girls have gone to bed. I'm a bit of a night owl, and always have been. So, like, my bunch goes, that's one of the reasons why we record so late is because it's mainly my fault because I've got to wait to get the girls down. And
it's all your fault.
Yeah. So, like, I've always been a bit of a night owl, but ever since the girls were born, like, I just would stay up through the first feeding, 2 or 3 in the morning or whatever, and then lay down. And then Haley would, so that way Haley could sleep, obviously. And then she would get up and get to the next one. As long as I've got 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I'm good. Like, that's all I need. If any more, I don't feel good. So I've never had things go bump in the night. And I don't really think that's things going bump in the night. I don't think it's like an entity or a mimic or whatever it is, but it's some kind of subconscious something that I'm hearing. And I don't hear the other. I don't hear my older daughter. It's just Moxie is my younger one, is the only one that I ever hear. And I said, I've heard it, I think 3 other times now, her saying, "Hey, Dada," or "Dada." And it's never been anything more than that. Like, it's always just been her trying to get my attention. I don't know. It's to be continued, I guess. And to me, I think it's just like, listen, she says my name 1,000 times a day. And I love it. Like, I'm not complaining. I love it. So I'm wondering if it's not just, I'm so used to hearing it that it's just one of those things that I'm hearing, or I don't know what it is. But it was the first time that it happened was like I sat down on my couch and like I got chills because it was so real. Like it was just the craziest thing. It felt so real, and I walked out for sure she was there. Thought she was hiding in the carport. I thought they were home. That's how real it sounded. And then they were nowhere to be found. So that's what's kind of been taking place. Here, nothing else kind of crazy. My wife sees UFOs all the time, but that's for that. And that's nothing new. You all know that, but it's like she just sees them all the time now. And she just kind of like, "Oh, look, there's another one." Then it's got to the point now, she just is like, "Oh, look, there's another one." Then she just kind of goes on about business. So,
doesn't care anymore.
A whole lot more than I do.
Haley got abducted again.
It was weird, guys. It really was. Like, you know me. I'm not one to call things strange very often, but the first time it happened, it was a out of body, like, weird experience.
So this is why I love you, okay? Because even though these things are happening in your logical, you know, scientific brain, everything goes straight. Well, this must just be something in my subconscious that, you know, I'm hearing this. But over the course of the last couple years,
from a guy that had never really experienced anything at all, except for, well, we keep figuring out more and more stuff as each passing week goes on. But, okay, so you saw a demon at Protestant camp one time when you were little, and you had a run in with Bruno whenever I was going through all that stuff, you know, when I was 17, 18 years old.
Right.
But then that's really it. You know, nothing else really going on in your history.
Nope.
Okay, we start this show. We start talking about this stuff. You know, whatever the reasoning is behind it, we become super aware. You know, the abyss starts gazing back. You know, all the things that we talk about, whatever the case may be. But in this last couple years, at least once a month, you're coming on here with some other kind of really weird encounter that you or Haley or both of you have had. And every single time it's, it's probably nothing though. Lance, stuff just don't keep happening and it's probably nothing.
I understand what you're saying. And I get that, right? Like I do. I'm more aware of things now than I was. I will 100% agree with that. My brain sees things now totally different than it did 2 years ago. I mean, it does. It just perceives things because of the conversations that we have. It's going to take for me to be like, okay, yeah, this is not something I can explain away. It's going to take something pretty substantial. It's going to take a Bruno moment again.
I mean, I get that. I get it.
Like he shows up like right here in the doorway. Like if you see him pop his head out and then if something like that.
Dude, I wish that I was good enough with video editing that I could make a shadow pop up right there and just act like we all missed it.
Jamie, put a shadow man in that doorway.
It's going to take something pretty. Like, I'm not looking for, like, I don't want it to happen, right? I mean, I don't want something substantial to happen because I know that it's definitely a possibility that it can. I'm not saying, oh, I hope it does. That is not what I'm putting out in the ether by no means. But the little things that have happened that I have, you know, that are weird. I'm not saying they're not weird, but it's just like, it's not like the abyss pulling back the veil to reach its tentacles into my body. That's not
right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get that. They're more just little glitches, you know, like little things that are happening just to pique your interest. I mean, I get that.
And I would be quicker to agree. And this is going to sound really weird coming from me, but I would be quicker to agree that we are somehow intercepting with other timelines, and that's the experiences that I'm getting. Like that moment with her being able to hear her, like that obviously there is argument for me that I think I can make that says that I experienced a blip of another timeline.
Almost like an interstellar kind of thing.
Yes.
Like to where,
and I'm not saying that's what happened, but like I'm getting more like for the longest time, I was like, there's one, like it's a, there is one life. We live one life. There is one universe. There is not all these other branches of a timeline that are out there that are, and I'm still there. Like I still think that, but I can understand now people's reasoning on why they think that because of the experiences that I've had. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Dude, three times in the last, I forgot about this until you were just talking about that, but three times in probably the last 3-4 weeks, about a month now, I've had really bad deja vu in certain moments and like almost can predict what's going to happen. Like, holy shit, did I dream this? Was I here? What's going on? Like, I'll just remember something all of a sudden. I know they say that is your cerebral cortex not properly pulling a memory from the file. And you're just struggling to piece it together. But, dude, it is crazy, that feeling of like, wait, did I dream this? Did I die in that dream? Wait, what? You know, you're trying to figure it out. But yeah, it's yeah. I came out of my bedroom the other day. I stepped over and I said something to Ashley and it was like, boom. I shot straight up and I was like, wait a minute. I've been here before. I've said this shit. Oh, excuse me. I've said this stuff before. I've done all this. And then I was at work the other day and I was walking across the floor and I just got done doing something. And I was telling myself, I was trying to remind myself of everything I needed to, you know, do to that particular piece of equipment, everything I had, all the work I had left done, rather. And I had to go get some parts and I was coming back. And then all of a sudden it was like, bam, again. I stopped right in the middle of the work floor. I was like, wait a minute. Did I dream? What is going on? You know, it's been really crazy. It's like either this has happened before, I've dreamt this. It's so crazy. I feel like that's part of that matrix. You know, us, the glitches.
Let me tell you boys something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have deja vu once a month, and I've had that for the last 15 years. Like, I can tell you instances, like, I have had deja vu once a month for the last 15 years, if not more than that. Man. It happens that frequently to me. Maybe I'm early onset Alzheimer's. I don't know. But, like, that's a real thing.
It's crazy, right?
It's the weirdest thing.
It is the...
I used to remember my dreams. I can no longer remember my dreams.
Exactly.
It is my brain getting older. I can no longer remember any of my dreams. But I have deja vu once a month and I have for the last 15 years.
It makes you wonder if they say your cerebral cortex is trying to pull a memory, but isn't dreams are stored memories, right? We've had to have had that vision somewhere passed through the information networks of our brain. So maybe when we're having that deja vu moment, we did dream that and we're like, but we can't properly pull. We can't even remember that dream. We don't even remember dreaming it. So it's, our brain's having a hard time pulling those files. Like, I don't know.
Do y'all think that may be like some form of, some form of sixth sense, some kind of sensitivity, some kind of clairvoyance that, you know, all of us may kind of, we may have it, you know, kind of have it buried somewhere deep down within ourselves, but there's just like these little flashes of, I mean, I don't know. What do y'all think about? Like, because obviously that's the wound side. I mean,
there's plenty of scientific backing behind us just instinctually being able to feel and respond to things that haven't or that are going to happen or that are happening that we don't physically process, but kind of cerebrally process it and then react to it. I mean, that's definitely that animal instinct, right? That has that third eye, whatever you want to call it. That's the kind of sense that we have that we know that's going on. That could probably fall into the same realm, I guess.
I want to say it was, I've been on a big Graham Hancock kick lately. I've kind of stepped away from the woo a bit, you know, trying to take a break. And I've been on a just history with Graham Hancock. That dude, God, I love that guy. But I think it was him talking about the other day with Joe Rogan, one of the shows he did with him, but talking about they did experiments where, like, they're watching, that they'll do, like, people can feel being watched. And, like, yeah. They were doing these things where they were getting them right. Like, this person's looking at me or somebody's watching me right now. But that's when they were doing these studies, but they weren't telling these people what they were in for. It would just be like getting the reaction, like trying to look over, like somebody's looking at me.
Dude, I was watching a group of kids on Unexplained with William Shatner, you know, that show that he did for, you know, however long, I don't know. But I was watching an episode of it the other day, and it was talking about all these people that had these just like weird senses. And a lot of them were like just reversed senses, you know, like people could hear colors or they could taste colors or they could see sounds, you know, like different stuff like that. Like this one lady tore ACL. Well, without particular substances, you know, coming in and affecting the neural pathways.
Purple is the best taste and smell.
I imagine that purple tastes and smells like Aussie hairspray. That's what I imagine.
You couldn't be more wrong, sir. Just because the can's purple. Don't sully purple's good name with that.
But no, I was watching these kids, dude, and they had done all these different studies and had this like research group and obtained all this different data. And like there's a bunch of different stuff that was going on. But eventually they had like these few kids that they had blindfolded. And these kids were literally, they were giving them books that these kids had never read before. And blindfolded, these kids were reading these books. Now, how does that even happen? Like, there's no braille. There's no nothing going on. Like, these kids are completely blindfolded. And they're reading these books. Like, something is going on in the human brain there. Like, there's some kind of sense that is buried that these kids are able to activate and to use in some way, shape, or form. Like, I don't know, dude. It's like a superpower. It's crazy.
It really is. It's almost like, you know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's like our brain too. Like when if somebody has an accident or is born with the inability to use one of the five senses, like, you know, deaf or blind or whatever, like our brain automatically enhances the other senses so that it compensates for the one that's not using.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same. It's very much the same concept, right? I mean, it's unexplainable how it happens, you know, and it's absolutely wild to think about that it's able to do that. But like, you think about this, just imagine like when you wake up and it's pitch dark, right? And you can't see anything and your eyes have not adjusted to the light yet at all. Or if there is no light to adjust and you just can't see anything, you instantly just kind of have the ability to kind of feel your area that's around you and you can navigate. Like, you're going to run, you're going to hit some stuff. Sure. You have just an innate ability to navigate that area, even if you can't see anything, because everything else kind of kicks on to a 10th power. Right. So maybe, I guess that's kind of just the way the brain operates, right? It's just what it does to kind of help survival, I guess.
That reminds me, there was a dude on that same episode he became blind. He had cancer when he was one and they had to remove both of his eyes. So he was blind, you know, his entire life. And early on, he started using echolocation like a bat would do. Like everywhere he goes, he makes these clicking sounds with his tongue. Just like that. And can, no joke, that's how he maneuvers, but not just getting around. He can sit down and sketch out what his entire surroundings look like.
Brain is just, it's nuts.
It's amazing. You know, when you're robbed of one of those senses, how everything else just makes up, you know, they call it a disability. These people have superpowers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I hit on the clairvoyance thing, like the sixth sense thing a little bit, or maybe seventh sense, because I feel like pain is probably the sixth sense. I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of a sense that we have that's not really listed with you. Anyway, that's, you know, neither here nor there. But I've been thinking a lot about that lately because me and my wife have been talking a little bit about, you know, like the whole thing with like a sixth sense or clairvoyance or like, you know, God giving you something or giving you this vision of something to come to, you know, maybe help that situation or, you know, whatever the case may be. Because there's been a couple instances in the last few months to where, and, you know, anybody, I mean, y'all know my wife, you know, Monica, she does not like to talk about anything at all that involves any kind of woo at all. And she automatically, like, she's even hesitant to talk to me about things, even though, I mean, y'all know me. I mean, I love the fact that something would happen that she would want to talk about and it being weird.
So a couple times in the last few months, she smelled smoke, right? Just out of nowhere, she smelled smoke. One time she woke me up in the middle of the night and smelled smoke here and had me up checking the entire house, making sure, you know, nothing was hot, nothing was on fire, whatever. Everything was totally cool. You know, I finally got her calmed down, convinced her that everything was fine. She goes back to sleep. You know, well, we go back to sleep. Well, the next morning around 9 or 10 o'clock, she sends me a video from her work, and the whole place is filled with smoke. They have no idea where it came from. They couldn't find any fire or, you know, any electrical.
It's her. She caused it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
How it makes sense that basically Connor, so every child a woman has, a piece of that child is infuses with their DNA. Connor is a magnet for the woo. It would make sense that Monica would pick that up now that she has Connor's DNA in her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that could be part of it.
Yeah.
But then just a couple months ago, they were coming home from a ball game. And I mean, y'all know how it is. You're going down the road. There's a lot of times, and it may have been what happened. Sometimes, you know, somebody's just burning trash or there's a barbecue going or whatever. Well, she was going down the road. It was late at night. She smelled smoke again. Had asked Alyssa, my daughter, if she smelled it. And Alyssa said, no, she didn't smell anything. Well, they get, you know, like 30, 40 minutes on down the road, and there's this house fire on the side of the road. They have traffic stopped, backed up. They had to turn around and go back a different way.
Oh, Mom's,
but two instances.
Oh, Mom's got a super sniffer on her.
She's got something. She's got something. So she was talking to me about some of this the other day. And it made me think back to, and Lance, I don't know if you remember this at all. And I've never shared it on here and never talked about it because it does make me sound crazy. Well, look, everybody knows I'm crazy. In 2024, I've just decided that Justin's letting all the crazy out. Okay. I'm just letting it all out.
The new year, and, same Justin. That's
it. New year, same me. There's no New Year's resolution here. Okay. So there's been a couple instances, but it was when I was younger. And the really weird part is it was just kind of in the year or so leading up to the whole Bruno thing. All right. But there were two instances where I had one instance. I had a vision, like a legit vision, like this happened. This played out in my brain. I'll just talk about that. So I'm sitting in class one day. We're supposed to be writing an essay. I'm sitting there writing, you know, probably half writing, goofing off, talking like, you know, I just did. And then just all of a sudden, I mean, it's like I was asleep and dreaming, but it's like I took a trip and never left the farm. You know what I mean? Like I was sitting there and in my mind's eye, I saw a friend of ours and the vehicle that she was driving go careening off the side of the road, down over a mountainside, and crash out. Okay? And then I just come right back, like nothing had happened. But I saw it plain as day in my mind. In my mind's eye, I saw it plain as day. So I sat on it for like probably a day. And then I was just like, well, I mean, maybe I'm meant to at least like warn her a little bit. So I go to her and I'm like, hey, this is going to sound really, really, really weird. And I mean, it may be nothing, but just be careful. Like when you're on the road, when you're traveling, just be really careful. I got, and I didn't go into detail. I was just like, you know, I had a bad feeling, whatever. Just be safe. Well, a week later, she's late coming into school that day. When she does come in, she's bawling her eyes out. And she had her mom and dad's Trailblazer. she had wrecked coming off of Edwards Ridge in the exact same spot, the exact same place. The weather was the same. Like, what I seen was like from a drone view, like a drone angle, you know, like from the top down. That's what I seen in my mind's eye a week before this actually happened. And dude, it freaked her out so much that she wouldn't even talk to me for, I don't know, probably a couple weeks, a month. Like, she's thought a warlock. Kind of, she thought I was some kind of witch for real.
Get out of here, and Harry Potter.
Wouldn't even speak to me. But yeah, dude, like, I saw that plain as day. So, I mean, that has to be something.
Yeah.
I mean, something happened, and I have no idea how or how to control it or, you know, whatever.
That's crazy.
But that happened. Well, there was another instance, and this was even stranger. This was even, I mean, this was nutso. But, I mean, you can verify these accounts, and I'm not going to name names because I don't know if they want me to name them or whatever. I don't know if they want that kind of personal info being out. But Lance knows who I'm talking about, and he can back it up. And that account that I just gave, I actually had this girl's brother message me a few months ago and be like, she told me this. Is that true? And I laughed, and I said, yeah, that's true. That happened. And literally, his next message was, dude, you freak me out sometimes. So I'm still freaking out the family, like 20 years later. Anyway, this next event, account, whatever you want to call it. So me and Monica, we were hanging out at her house. We had this other couple that was good friends of ours. They were down there hanging out with us as well. And I'm not going to lie, I'd been drinking a little bit. I was drinking Southern Comfort, just Southern Comfort on the rocks, just sipping on it throughout the evening. We were playing games. We were talking, you know, just shooting the bull, whatever. And I started hearing like this voice, almost like a chanting or like a singing, but it was like this high-pitched girl's voice that was chanting. Like, I don't know what it was. There was a melody behind it. There was a rhythm to it. But I kept hearing it, like, in the background of the conversation and the stuff that was going on there. So finally, I was like, all right, well, look, I'm going to separate myself from them and kind of just walk around. So I told them that I had to use the bathroom. I got up. I started toward the bathroom. And the farther away that I got and the more that I was concentrating on it, I could hear where this chanting and this rhythmic singing was coming from. So, you know, I've never been really smart. I start going toward it, right? And I go in to the farthest bedroom that was in Monica's house, you know, where she grew up. It's no longer there. But where she grew up, I go into the farthest bedroom. And, you know, the closer that I got, the louder it got, the more I could hear it. I never really could make out what it was saying. It was just like a rhythmic, sing-songy chant. I don't know how else to explain it. So I get there. And now, look, don't get me wrong. I've been drinking some SoCo for a while here. I was a little inebriated. And I thought, well, this is going to be a lot of fun. I don't know what's going on right here.
I love Jumanji.
Yeah. Jumanji. So I go in, I open the door. I slide it open. The lights are off in it, but there's enough light coming from the rest of the house in there. And dude, plain as day, I see this little girl sitting on the foot of the bed in this room. And she turns her head and looks at me and says, "Don't let them go home." And was gone. That was it. That's all I got. No more sing-songy chants, no more nothing, just that. That's all it was. So I'm like, what the flip? What does that mean? You know, what's going on there? So I walked back in there, and as soon as I did, you know, like all of them were like, what is going on? You're white as a ghost. Like, you look like you just saw a ghost. I was like, well, because I freaking did. I just did.
Funny you should mention that. Also, did anyone bring an extra pair of pants?
Yeah. So I go back in there and I explain to them, because I mean, I'm freaking out. So I explain to them what happened. And, you know, the only thing that I could figure was like, I was like, look, guys, I think y'all should probably crash here tonight. Just, I mean, you know, you both been drinking a little bit. This, whatever happened, all it said was don't let them go home. Y'all are the only ones here. You're the only people that within this circle of control that I have to say, hey, you probably shouldn't go home. So they didn't. They decided, I mean, they took the word of almost drunk crazy dude that just saw this and was like, all right, we'll settle down here for the night. Well, we did. We go to bed, get a phone call. No. The next day, the next morning, they go on home. They get up, go on home. Well, the girl calls Monica back and says, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. She said, but her boyfriend's mom or aunt or somebody in the family had came by just like geeked out of their mind and was waving a gun around and demanding to see this girl that was there, that was hanging out. It's like, you've got to be kidding me, man. Like, so whatever this was, you know, I have no idea who this little girl was. I mean, evidently she was this girl that was there, her guardian angel, because she just flat out said, hey, don't let them go home.
Man. What are those spirits or paranormal entities we spoke about before that are, they're kind of, they don't really care if they help. They don't really care if they hurt you. It's,
Idolas.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't know, but like the, as far as like the whole clairvoyance, all this different sixth sense kind of junk. I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm probably higher on the sensitivity scale than most people. I think it's safe to say that. I think that I've seen and heard and experienced, you know, more than most. But that's the only two instances that ever happened. And it happened within this, like a few months time. And that was it. You know, nothing since, nothing. I don't know, except for these weird vibrations I get in my body now that shuts off machinery and messes with electrical stuff.
Good vibration.
Hey, speaking of vibrations, that's a perfect segue into something I seen the other day. And then I study a little bit more.
Don't want to know what Ashley actually got you for Christmas.
Nothing I have vibrates.
It was supposed to be a neck massager, right? Yeah.
I don't know. It's shaped like a plug. But so speaking of good vibrations, did you guys hear about that dude over in Africa that basically took Tesla's idea and made it work with the vibrations and the frequencies in the air?
I did see that.
And then they jailed him in Africa. They poisoned him in America. He got back to Africa. They still didn't want him. Now he's in California. I hope Elon Musk. See, Elon just did a big recall on a bunch of Teslas. Wouldn't it be awesome if this guy's working with him? Like, you'll never have to charge your Tesla again. It just runs off the frequencies of the air. You think they'd kill Elon?
I don't know, dude. I think they'll kill anybody.
So the next thing, I was looking into frequencies, and one of the things you read about with that is how people claim they have different frequencies have healing powers.
Yes.
Because, you know, right. They changed our music from 432 hertz to 440 hertz because that actually affects your emotions.
Yes.
Yep. So that's why they play
There is an actual healing hertz, correct? There is a numerical hertz that is healing, right? And there's a number, 586 or something like that. I don't know exactly what it is.
But. So this old rich dude, I cannot remember his name right now. That's great. But anyway, this dude was rich. He got diagnosed with cancer. He was big into this stuff. So he goes over to this guy that's telling him, hey, I think I can heal you. So what he does, but what he mistakenly did was he set the frequency that's supposed to kill parasites, and it cured his cancer. So that got me. I was on edibles. That got me down a couple of roads. Luckily, I remembered these roads because they were so interesting to me. One, the way cancer spreads and affects the body, it moves like a parasite.
Yes.
It attaches itself to a host body, and then it grows and spreads and lives until it kills that host, and then it dies off, right? But somehow, like, what if this, I don't know, what if it is parasitic? What if it is alien? What if we are a petri dish of people from the freaking future that are still trying to cure cancer, and they keep giving it to us to see if different things work? I don't know. He took me down all those roads.
You would not be the first person that I've heard this from, because there for about a week straight, it seems like every other thread or post that I saw on X was about cancer being parasitic and how all these people.
Yes. You're kidding me.
I have seen so many posts on that. Yes. Because when you started to talk about it,
I swear like, oh, yeah, to you, I have not read anything on that. I was having a discussion with the guy at work that I talk about the podcast with, and we have very interesting discussions. And we were sitting there thinking about that. And then when I got home later, or talking about that, when I got home later thinking about it, and of course I was on edibles, then I was like, well, wait a minute. So I start looking into all this stuff, and it shows that he had that set to kill parasites.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what if cancer's parasitic?
Yeah, I seen something the other day that showed like a whole list of people that had used like anti-parasitic drugs and, you know, the frequencies and stuff that you're talking about, and literally, supposedly, allegedly, you know, healed themselves of cancer.
Yeah.
I've seen several of those post videos, whatever you want to call it, as well.
Well, you know, talking about the frequencies and the hearses, again, you have biblical.
We'll stop. Don't want to. I've got to run, but I want to tell the Hill folk, love yous, mean it. Have a great new year. Boys, love you all very much as well.
Love you, buddy.
Carry on. I'll catch you boys next time.
Happy New Year, buddy.
2024,
guys. Happy New Year, Hill folk.
See you next year. 2024,
and it's still me leaving when I want to leave, baby.
See you next year, Lance.
Lance just does whatever he wants to do.
Lance is one of the most badass dudes I've ever met.
Love yous, mean it.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
I love Lance. I regret yelling at him over Auld Lang Syne.
I don't. That was a great way to start the show.
I just, how old are you guys? 36, right? I'm like, there's no way you've never heard of Auld Lang Syne.
I think Lance is 35. I'm about to be 35.
Oh, I thought you guys were older than that. Dang it.
I mean, we're old enough, dude. We're old enough. Not quite as old as you, but we're old enough.
I know.
That was hilarious, though. He's like, I don't care how many times you say it. I'm still not going.
It's like, I don't know why you're yelling at me. It's like,
but no, what I was going to say, like, we have biblical reference for, you know, frequencies and all this stuff too, because like Saul, it says God gives Saul this evil spirit, and David plays this evil spirit away on his harp. So like the song Hallelujah, you know, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and he pleased the Lord.
Yep.
So this secret chord, that's what, you know, this whatever David played, this whatever hurts, whatever frequency that was there was able to drive away this evil spirit from Saul. Which tells me that all these priests that do exorcisms and these ministers that do deliverance, they just got to figure out what this secret court of David's is.
Yeah.
We can get them devils out of here real quick.
Start playing harp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
I mean,
nobody can stand harp music, not even demons. They're going to run.
Like, I mean, I'm a professional DJ now. You just call me up whenever you got to get rid of a demon. And
we'll
I just
synthesize that note. That's and to all the harpists out there, I was kidding. I think it's a beautiful instrument.
But it is a beautiful instrument.
It is.
Not as beautiful as the cello, though.
Dude,
cello's
I was just getting ready to say my all-time favorite is the cello. I'm going to learn how to play. I'm going to teach myself.
Did we just become best friends?
I think we did. You want to go out in the garage and do some karate?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But all this weirdness, man. But yeah, that I'm on a serious, like I said, kick of listening to Graham Hancock, Randall Carlson. But
oh, yeah.
In anticipation of recording with you guys, what I spent yesterday doing was listening to the entire series of High Strange with Payne Lindsay.
Dude, I've been listening to the same thing.
How interesting. Did you make it to the Betty Barney Hill episode?
Not yet, but I know the whole story.
I was listening to that on the way. Wait until you re-listen to this, because he plays the every audio recording of them.
Oh, dude, I've heard the recordings. They're terrifying.
Barney gives me chills.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, Betty and Barney Rubble were the Flintstones neighbors. They have nothing to do with this story. But Betty and Barney Hill, they were a mixed race couple from the 1960s. Was it about 62, 64, somewhere around there?
Yeah, somewhere around
Not a good time to be a mixed race couple in America, obviously. So Betty and Barney had some, you know, they weren't welcome everywhere because of ignorance, but
I think the correct term for that is interracial couple.
Is that what did I say?
Mixed race.
Oh, interracial couple. I'm sorry.
I think that's,
Barney Hill was bigotry. White. Betty Hill was white.
And he's getting yelled at from the people in his own house right now for that sense of bigotry. When he said mixed race couple,
My daughter's sitting there squirting each other with something while I'm on a recording. Don't worry, Hillfolk. I'll beat them furiously when we get off here. But I'm just kidding. I don't hit my kids. But yeah, dude. But Betty and Barney Hill, dude. Barney gives me chills listening to him. And this isn't. This doctor's not doing any leading questions under hypnosis therapy. He's not saying so. All he said was, Barney, take me to the night of your experience. And then Barney goes, he's like, where were you? Barney tells him, what were you doing? What were you seeing? Those aren't leading questions. Those are questions.
Yeah. And
Barney. Yeah, Barney explains everything. He explains looking through his binoculars and seeing through the windows and seeing these little people. And then they're going down the road in this like trance and their car's vibrating. And do they come up on this roadblock of these strange people that won't even talk to them? And then under hypnosis, they're like, these men at the roadblock, I don't like them, you know, and they're terrified. Barney starts screaming, I need to get my gun. Dude, the doctor keeps having to calm him down because he's just bawling, screaming. He's terrified. Dude, they experience something.
And see, like the weird thing is, like in Betty, when she starts delivering her experiences, it wasn't all that bad. Like it wasn't a traumatic sense of events that happened.
Yeah.
But with Barney, dude, it was reliving a nightmare for him. And the crazy thing is when they came back, the dress that she wore that night, there's some kind of something on that dress that science still cannot identify the substance or the compound or whatever.
Yeah.
That it's made up of.
Yeah. Like her dress was shredded.
Yeah.
It was tore out of pieces. She talks about one part. They had this huge, like, syringe looking thing. And she's what are you doing? Where are you going to put that? And she's like, basically, they're telling, and they both said they're speaking to me. And he's like, what do they sound like? He's like, I don't know. They're not like moving their lips. I just know, is what he's saying. They're not talking out loud. I just know what they want. And then,
which you hear all the time in abduction cases,
all the time. But Betty talks about they were going to put that in her navel. And she's like, no, that's not going to fit. You're going to hurt me. And they're like, you need to calm down. You're not going to feel a thing. And she's like, why are you doing this? And they said, it's a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Like, okay, wait a minute. Which leads me again. Are aliens a civilization similar to us? Are aliens from the past and made it out there? Is ancient technology stronger than what we thought?
You know what I think they are?
What do you think? Demons?
I think that they are parts and... Okay, so if we look at the dark side of the spiritual world, okay, we know that they obviously can take physical form. It's all in... It's all throughout the Bible. It's all throughout every ancient text that the spiritual realm can occupy physical form. So if you look at it as like a criminal organization to where there are circles within circles within circles within circles, and that there's a certain elite tier that's kind of calling the shots and having people do what they need them to do. I feel like that a lot of these extraterrestrial races that we hear about, you know, the grays, the reptilians, the all these things that are abducting people and doing all these, and it usually all centers around sex and reproduction, right? Like it's almost every account. You know, somebody's talking about, you know, there's people that are losing babies. There's pregnancies that are just going missing. There are accounts and people that have their first child legitimately. And when the doctor goes in, they say, like, how many miscarriages have you had? When the lady has never had a miscarriage that she knows of. Like, there's all these things that have happened. I feel like, me personally, and this isn't just coming from me. This has come from a lot of researchers and scholars that are far superior in knowledge than I have. But I feel like my faith, my belief, and the Bible tells us there's an upcoming war that's going to happen. The Battle of Armageddon is going to happen. And I feel like the enemy is trying to raise an army. And he's doing that right now through this entire process of genetics and DNA manipulation and harvesting and crossbreeding and hybridization that's going on between these extraterrestrials, in air quotes, whatever they are. I have no idea what they are. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're demons. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, there could be a lot of different things out there. But I feel like a lot of it are playing on the same side. They're playing on the same team. And if they're trying to create this army to kind of rise against the side of light, that would be a way to do it. I mean, if you don't have enough people on your side, so the first time around, you took a third of the angels, right? And you couldn't defeat God and the other two thirds.
Yeah.
So you've already went down that route and you realize, well, crap, you know what? I'm going to need a whole lot more.
Yeah. I don't know how much good we would be. Like,
but if by some chance, it's just like the Nephilim, dude.
Yeah.
When you have the sons of God that mate with humans and create these
crazy supernatural giants? What if extraterrestrials, you know, what if these extraterrestrials are sons of God?
Yeah.
What if they're the same thing wearing a different mask?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, angels, I don't think it says in the Bible that they have wings. So if they flew down to earth,
no,
the wing thing, describe it.
The wing thing came about due to a bunch of Renaissance paintings that happened in Europe in the 14 to 1500s that made every, or 1600s, whatever it was. That's where our idea of angels, if you hear about angels described in the Bible, they are terrifying, dude. It's no freaking wonder that every time they show up, they got to say, hey, fear not.
Yeah, be not afraid. That
people are falling down on their face about to die. Yeah. Ain't no freaking wonder.
Be not afraid. Get out of here.
Talking about something with like 1,000 eyes and wings all over its body and wheels within wheels. What does that sound like? What is wheels within wheels?
Wheels within
it's a freaking,
wheels.
It's a freaking Ezekiel described a flying saucer, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was, yeah, I was trying to freaking flying saucer spin. Yeah, wheels within wheels.
Wheels yeah. within wheels.
Aliens.
He said, I saw an angel and it appeared to be like wheels within wheels.
Wheels within wheels. That is sad. We can't even comprehend, can we? We can't even wrap our minds around it.
No, we can't. We can't comprehend. So it's one of those things with me. Like, what if the sons of God, because, okay, look. We're created from the same creator, right? The angels were created, you know, as kind of like this. They're kind of like an elder sibling to us is the way that I kind of picture it, right? God created them, and then, you know, they mess up, so he creates us in his image, and I don't necessarily believe that that's saying we look exactly like God. I think that that's talking about an image of consciousness and free will and emotion and all these different things.
Yeah.
But like we know that in Eden, that Adam and Eve were walking with the seraphim and cherubim that were guarding the gates of Eden. So we know that they were walking around with angels at the time.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have just been any angels. It would have been angels that had been cast out of heaven onto earth. So it would have been the ones that already messed up. And God.
Well, unless God posted them there to go against those fallen angels, right? To protect the garden.
And that's possible. I mean, it could have been. It could have been. But we know that Satan was in the garden.
Yeah, the serpent.
The serpent was in the garden.
That's when they had legs.
And that Hebrew, well, the Hebrew term for serpent there is also could mean the same thing as seraphim. So it could have been an angel. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is from the beginning, we've had this spiritual war at play, okay? God made us in his image, gave us dominion over the entire earth. Okay, that's where we were meant to rule, was right here, right where we're at. And people talk all the time about, you know, like, oh, well, I can't wait to go to heaven. You know, I can't wait to, you know, leave this home and make my way back to heaven and all of that. Look, when Jesus decides to come back, it says that a new heaven and new earth will be created. And that this new Jerusalem will come down and be a part of this new earth. We'll still be right here. We'll still be on this new earth as believers.
Dang.
So
that's good. I was getting kind of sick of old earth anyway. That's
I'm getting into a whole lot of theological stuff here. And it's all my beliefs and
yeah,
you know, somebody could argue every bit of this and pull information from here and there. I'm just telling you from my research and what I've looked into and what I believe.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm trying to say is these sons of God, these fallen angels, these whatever they are, we know that there was a third of them that was kicked out. I'm sure that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a whole lot because there was a whole host in heaven. So if these things all throughout history have just wore different masks to be a part of the plan that they've already failed at a couple times at least.
Yeah.
We know they failed in the war in heaven. We know they failed in the time of the flood when they created the Nephilim. From that time, and here's what people don't realize about the time span, okay? From creation to the flood of Noah was almost the exact same amount of time from the flood of Noah to now. We think that there was just this short little amount of time that God created the earth and man and then just decided, oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna flood it. I messed up real bad. I mean, he didn't just annul it right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, he didn't mess up. His creation got taken away.
Right. It went on for, well, I mean, we still messed up from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
Adam and Eve screwed up, and he was like, well, I tried to give y'all dominion, but guess what? I'm giving it back to these idiots now, I guess. So,
way to go, idiots.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, what if today, the same thing that is going on with these extraterrestrials, in air quotes, again, for the listeners, are the same things that were going on in the days of Noah, just in different ways?
Yeah.
What if instead of today, like the fallen angels marrying and, you know, having sexual relations, they're just going about it a different way, a more mysterious way, a way that they are showing it in a different light and a different route to people to make us think and believe that we're dealing with these other beings from this other world that are just so far superior and more advanced technologically that they can come pick us off one at a time and do. What's the purpose?
Yeah.
What's the point in that? Like, if they are so far more advanced and so far superior, then why even mess with us?
Yeah. Unless they're trying to help or just like we are, naturally curious, you know. But the thing is, what we have to do, what I think is important when it comes to this stuff, is take everything that we know and throw it in the trash, because we can't even comprehend where they're from, what they're made up of, what kind of planet they live on. Do they have a planet? Have they always been roaming the galaxies? Like, what's going on? Are they made up of the same components as us? Evidently, in several cases, there's things we can't identify that we find, you know, compounds like you were talking about earlier, whether it be chemical or, you know, physical, whatever, a metal or a chemical or whatever. But yeah, dude, it's almost like your backyard, man. Just put a fence around your backyard, and that's our galaxy. Okay, and everything in it is made up of the same stuff. Now, just on the other side of that fence, maybe a tree or a sidewalk or a body of water, but we have no idea what they're made of. We have no idea what they thrive on, how they live. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, I think that just looking at it from a scientific aspect, I think that it's a little ridiculous of us to think that we are the earth is just one little tiny speck. It's just one little grain of sand on all the beaches in the world and more, as far as planets and stars and bodies in this ever vastly expanding universe.
Yes.
To believe that we are the only life that's out there in all of that, I think is...
It's absurd.
There's a whole lot of naivety going on there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's a lot of hubris to make that claim.
But my thing is again, like these UFOs that we see that we can't explain, that we don't think is military, you know, yeah, maybe that is another civilization that's kind of doing some surveillance and reaching out and doing. I mean, we know that we've been sending signals into space for decades now, at least, you know, trying to make contact with other extraterrestrial civilizations that are out there. But this whole, again, the whole abduction scenario, it just hits way too close to home for me to think that it doesn't directly involve something going on with us and here.
Yeah.
And there's so many, and there's so many of these reports that people are just like, you know, they don't claim to be on a craft or a spaceship. They're like, no, I was in a hospital room. This looked like a hospital room. So, yeah. I mean, what if these things aren't? What if they're not? You know, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I don't know. None of us do. That's why we can't sit here and make claims. We can only say, I think this is what it is. But for those,
way too many people that have memories of these things that have happened, you know, whether it be subconsciously or through hypnosis or just flat out, they know what happened. There's way too many people that come and have receipts, dude. Like, yeah. I was talking about some of these ladies that literally a doctor goes and tells them, like, you have so much scar tissue here that you've had to have, you know, several miscarriages, or like, dude, what is that? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. The other thing that kills me is, I mean, about 98% of the brightest minds in the world just blow this stuff off.
Oh, yeah.
Be making so much. I mean, how can you call yourself like scientists, physicists, whatever you want, whatever you are? How in the world can we discover anything when you guys already know everything?
Right.
And that's just a ridiculous notion. Doesn't need to be looked into, because what you were taught doesn't say anything about it. So it must not be true. Just like archaeology fights Graham Hancock, calls him a pseudoscientist and all this, when there's plenty of proof out there that these things are much older.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't believe the Egyptians built the pyramids anymore. I believe the Egyptians came along and carved out a face on the Sphinx. I believe it was originally a lion because it faces right at Leo at the summer or winter solstice when it lines up with it. It's crazy. And for anybody to say that there was no astrology at that point in time, or what is it? Astrophysics or whatever. Astronomers.
Yeah, astronomers.
I mean, these temples in Indonesia, they built because of, over time, the Earth's rotation and the star's movement, they built temple after temple to line it up with this one star.
Yeah.
All this time. And you're telling me they don't know what they're talking about? They didn't have light, you know, the light pollution. Can you imagine what the sky looked like in their day?
You would see
every comet, every star, every...
It would be unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, I would love to see that.
You could literally see the Milky Way. Like,
yeah,
you could see it. I mean, plain as day. Well, all these, just like you're talking about, all these temples are lined up to the constellations, to Polaris, to all these different stars. I mean, it's unreal. And in a couple weeks or next, whenever, we are going to get into some proof right here in our own backyard. We've talked a little bit about it with Mark. We've teased it for forever now, but we know for a fact, just by investigating our own backyard, that history's just flat out wrong.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Yeah, they're just wrong.
I mean, you don't have a bunch of Phoenician script and engravings carved into rocks all along the East Coast
and say, oh, well, yeah, Columbus, he's the first one here, except for them natives that come across on the bridge, you know, the land bridge. And I'm like, come on, man. No. It's ridiculous to even think about to this point.
Yeah. And he thought he was in India anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was real. That's why we still keep the name Indians. That's so. Yeah. That's the.
They're not even. Thing. They're not even Indian. They're native.
That's the dumbest thing it ever. Is. And we just decided to never fix that. Like, yeah,
because this racist piece of shit who did, dude. There are some horrific stories about Chris Columbus. That dude was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Spaniard. He was Italian, right? But he got funded by Spain.
Yeah, he was Italian. He was funded by the crown, the Queen of Spain.
Yeah. To go, because he said, you know, I can go find these lands or whatever. And he went and he did it by accident. But anywho, other than that, yeah, dude, it's, and you know, you were talking about earlier with aliens checking sexual reproduction and all that. I mean, we do that with animal species. We know how everything on this earth mates.
We do.
We all have that curiosity, except for eels. Isn't that weird? I don't think they know how.
We don't know a lot about eels.
Period. No, they go. They swim from rivers and all this. They meet in this one spot in the ocean. They dive down to where we can't even go, and then more eels come out.
I think eels are aliens.
I think they are too.
They gotta be.
What if they go down there and just split? And like, it's just crazy. We don't know. Prove me wrong.
They might. Have you ever watched that movie? I think it's on Prime Video, The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt.
Uh-uh.
Dude, you need to watch that movie.
I have to watch that. I've been in lately, like I said, I've been on a big grant. I've been watching Ancient Apocalypse. I've been listening to every show he's ever done recorded listening. I'm neck deep in everything that Graham Hancock has done. I am so interested in this stuff.
Did you watch Ancient Apocalypse?
I haven't watched it all the way through. I'm still watching because the show, I'm stopping and like going and looking at these things.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe. I've been big into Graham Hancock for, I don't know, probably a couple years now.
Dude, he's amazing.
That's, I mean, you know me, that's always been my area of, you know, like all the weird, you know, the paranormal, you know, UFOs, all this different cryptids. Yeah. Like, yeah, that catches my interest and I like talking about it. And I like, especially hearing, you know, encounters and stories and all this and that. But dude, the ancient past and ancient civilizations and altered history, that's always been my favorite topic.
And I don't understand. Why in the archaeology, you would think archaeologists would be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is so much older than what we thought. This is breaking. This is groundbreaking discovery. This is so much older than we thought. You got Gedung Padang, I think Padang, and where's that at? Indonesia. You've got Göbekli Tepe, which they both 12,000 years plus. Atlantis. The Sea of Atlantis, Plato wrote about it and was given, what is that, 9,000 BC? So that puts us right at about 11,500 to 12,000 years. And guess what happened at that point in time? The Younger Dryas.
Yep.
Which Randall Carlson, his theory is that those meteors hit those ice caps, not that they let melted and formed lakes and then the dams just broke. He's like, guys, this is so crazy to think about. I think his theory is correct because look at the Grand Canyon. You're telling me that little river, I don't care how long over time, Jesus, all the other rivers have been running that long at least, right? But this little river cuts through all that rock? No, come on.
No.
But a meteor hitting a ice cap and sending all these rushes of water and ice, and that would carve a mountain out.
Pretty quick.
Glaciers rolling themselves. I mean, come on, people. But dude, it's this stuff's mind blowing, and I don't understand why in the scientific community it's this way, and that's it. There can be nothing else. Although they're trying to make, they can't explain what they say. It's this way. Those are theories. Yeah. So even like there are scientific facts mixed in and out, and they do very good work. We have a lot of great things because of science and engineers and all these other people. But at the same time, dude, come on. Like, what the H? Just yeah. Get your stuff together. Like, why does it have to be this way? Like, most of the stuff you guys streamline and say it's only this way is a theory. Yep. Unproven. You may have a small body of evidence to support it, but you don't have that stone cold fact, you know, this is what it is. But I do think scientists should do what they do in these panels. And basically, when one scientist presents something, all the other ones try to tear it down.
Oh, yeah, you have to have a composer.
Yeah, that, I mean, all the other scientists are spouting out, no, they can't be because of this. And if that guy can just keep saying, no, consider this and prove them wrong, then yeah, you have a working theory. But I think that's important to do. But at the same time, you can't just discount something because you believe it has to be this way. If you already know everything in the world, what the hell are you studying? What the H are you studying? What are you doing? If you already know everything, what are you looking for? That's, you know what? I'm just going to keep cursing. That's my word to you, asshat scientist. Pull your heads out of your asses, all right? And freaking, let's get this shit together. Let's figure out what this stuff is. Who cares if it's nothing? Who cares if it turns out to be wrong? You eliminated that possibility. You haven't eliminated that possibility yet because you're just saying, no, that can't be true. Oh, apparently you lived 12,000 years ago, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
That's my rant on scientists. I told you, I've been listening to Graham Hancock. Like, I would punch an archaeologist right now in the face. They're standing in front of me like, you leave Graham Hancock alone, you SOB.
I think that's a good place to end this one.
Yeah.
Come to AI, where we question everything and we punch the main narrative right in the face.
Yeah. Everybody have a great new year, except for you guys.
Yeah. Except for you guys and the 1% who wants to take the time out of their day to be extremely impolite and rude about how we conduct our show that you definitely do not have to listen to.
Yeah. I hope everybody has a great new year. I hope those guys have a moderately decent new year. I don't want to bad on nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
We're putting that out there in the universe. We don't want to come back and bite our asses, but
yeah, man, 2024, we're looking forward to it.
Hopefully a lot more big things are coming.
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
Yeah, I know we're going to have some pretty cool interviews, and I got some hopefuls that are coming. So looking for a great lineup to start the new year off.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep.
So Hill folks, stay with us. We know it's been sporadic lately, but Lord have mercy. It's life, and especially the holiday season, goodness. Justin has 822 kids, and Lance is a teacher and his two little girls. And Lance is a good dad and husband, and that's what comes first.
Well, we all are.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's always going to come first. And exactly. That's why we may never be doing this full time, but we are going to have a blast.
We're going to have
fun. In the time that we are doing it.
Exactly. If this never comes, something we can do for a living, I want to keep going forever because this is so much fun and we get to meet so many new people. So guys, AppalachianIntelligence@gmail.com. All right. Send us your stories. If you want to be on the show, send us your stories. I read them every day. All right. I get back to you when I can, guys. All right. I work 10, 12 hours a day. It's kind of hard sometimes, but, and I got three kids and a family, but you guys know that. You've been around long enough. But AppalachianIntelligence@gmail.com. Email us your weird stuff. I think I got some plans for our TikTok channel. So if you're on TikTok, go ahead and follow it. The videos aren't there, but I'm going to start doing some crazy stuff. I got some costumes and stuff I'm going to put on. But I got a few funny videos I think I'm going to do. But you know, we're going to blow this thing up in 2024. This is year number three we're coming into.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Year three.
Instagram. We're hot on there a lot. We got our own Discord. If you have trouble getting into the Discord link, message us on Instagram. Send us an email. We'll get that link to you so you can get in that Discord. Great fan base over there. Great time in the Discord. Pretty much takes care of itself by this point because we got such a great fan base. We just go in there and talk to people, and they're having like we're interrupting conversations by doing so because it's that much fun. And Everybody enjoys hanging out. So,
it's
guys,
more of a fam base. It's like a big family over there.
Yeah. But most importantly, Justin says it all the time, guys, just share the show, share the show, share the show. You can go to our Patreon and support us there if you feel led to. If not, enjoy the free content, man. There's extra content over there. There's extra privileges over there, like a powwow. You know, if I thought about it, we could ask everybody if they wanted to do a New Year's powwow, and we could all watch the ball drop.
Yeah,
we could. I forgot. Next year, maybe. Next year. But, well, you know, we got big things coming. So, guys, stay with us. Hope you continue to enjoy the show. Justin, I took over the ending for some reason. I don't know why that happened.
It's all right. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Good job.
Yeah. Keep leaving those 5-star reviews. We'll keep reading them. Guys, just come on. I think we got a Facebook page, and I think Lance is still working on our website. So,
yeah.
And hopefully we're going to have some merch coming up soon. New merch. I'm not going to promise anything because I've got some things I got to do to get it going, but hopefully we're going to have new stuff coming. Justin, you got anything else?
You covered it, pal. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. Hill folk, we love you. Happy New Year. Justin,
and until next time, we'll see y'all next year.
Bye-bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.